to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Serving in the name of Psy. Across every state of Bharat, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from the heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagawan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai. Dear listeners, welcome to Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we will bring you reports of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features accounts of inspiring service carried out across the European continent from Zone 6, Region 61 and 62. These have been taken from the book Sai Challenge, given to us lovingly by Sai devotees of these regions. In all, we feature glimpses of humanitarian works done by Sai organizations from 8 countries. Today, we start with the service rendered in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Bhagawan Baba has always said that service to man is service to God. Taking these very words to heart, 27 Sai devotees took the initiative to conduct a medical camp in the town of Samaj in Bosnia and Herzegovina. They were supported by a team of 67 doctors, social workers, members of the Women's Association, the Red Cross, and a number of local volunteers. The medicines required by the camp were donated by the members of the Sai organizations from all over Europe and by the Bosnian pharmaceutical firms Euroliliac and Brichko. The men and the materials were now ready, and what the Satya Sai volunteers needed was a place to conduct the camp. By the blessings of Bhagawan Baba, that was wonderfully resolved when a local school director, aware of the work carried out by the Sri Satya Sai organization in Bosnia, offered his school premises as a venue to conduct the camp. Thus, the Sai organization held its biggest ever camp in that region, serving 295 patients from the town and the surrounding villages, comprising of 86 men, 167 women and 42 children. The camp was crowded with doctors and patients. People came from far and near to avail of this God-sent opportunity. Many of them had not seen anything like it before. Many came from war-torn areas and had never expected anyone to take care of them or to try and help them. Their gratitude could be seen in the way they responded to the loving care they received in the camp from the Sai team. Many of them were not ready to leave even after receiving their treatment, probably wanting to hold on to that precious commodity they were receiving there in ample measure, pure, unconditional love. Even though the doctors were swamped with work in the camp, they made sure that everyone got the required treatment. The ophthalmologist alone conducted over 100 examinations. Following the medical camp, the Sai devotees distributed some clothes and food supplies as well. all people express their happiness and gratitude to Swami and to the Sai volunteers. The magnanimity of this service activity attracted the press agency SRNA as well as a local TV reporter, both of whom interviewed the representative of the Sathya Sai organization of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The camp also served the needs of some animals which were unwell. Country folk from a nearby village brought over some animals to be examined by the vet. Goodness inspires goodness in others. People who heard about the camp came forward to help. A brother and a sister from Germany looked after 24 children during a kids' painting workshop being held, thereby giving an opportunity for the children to heal their war traumas and also enabling their parents to be free to meet the doctors. The school headmaster was present for the entire day along with some of his colleagues. At the end of the day, they helped to clean up while the Sai volunteers rearranged the classrooms for the next day of school.
In Greece, during a weekly Saturday food distribution service at St. George's Court, some Sai devotees met an Albanian gypsy, a mother of 5 children aged between 1 and 15 years. They learned from her that she worked all day selling clothes in an outdoor market while her alcoholic husband was unemployed. The Sai devotees, hearing about the sorry plight of the family, decided to help them. 4 Sai devotees, along with a few friends, decided to undertake this task. After visiting the family, they took one of the daughters, 4-year-old Diane, to see a children's theater show. They quickly realized that the child was very unwell, suffering from head lice infestation, malnutrition, and poor physical hygiene. As she was at home all day, she also had poor social skills. When they took her back home, the team became extremely concerned as they discovered that 2 other children at home were also very sick. The following day, the Sai devotees took the 3 children to a local public hospital. There, one child was diagnosed with acute pneumonia and the other with bronchial cough, which could turn into asthma if untreated. When the doctors of that hospital became aware of the kind of selfless service the Sai devotees were doing, they too wanted to help. After examining the kids, they offered all required medicine, including antibiotics, inhalers, and food free of charge. They also promised to bring clothes, toys, and whatever else the children might need. The Sai team was greatly encouraged by this and were grateful for the divine hand at play, helping them in their efforts to help the poor lady and her family. They bathed the children, cut their hair, and applied lice medication to their hair. Then they fed the children well and covered each of them with blankets that they had brought for them. In a short while, they took them back home, where they collected all their soiled clothes for washing. The next day, Diane developed a high fever. The Sai volunteers took her home and lovingly looked after her through the night. The Sai devotees continued their visits to the family and taught the older sister how to take care of the younger children. The Sai team took the children on their first ever visit to a playground and were delighted to see how happy the children were. The children wished to be baptized and wished to attend school. They discussed these issues with the mother, who agreed and accepted these proposals. The Sai devotees then took the children to the church to meet the priest who was to baptize them. He was so touched by their story that he made arrangements to provide them food on a daily basis. Soon, with the help of a few other Sai volunteers, a second-hand washing machine, a refrigerator, and a stove were arranged for the family and delivered to their home. The Sai devotees were touched by the entire service initiative and felt that it was a tremendous learning and humbling experience for them. It gave them complete faith in the fact that if one acts sincerely to alleviate human problems, all doors open up and help comes from all directions. As Bhagavan Baba so often says, divine guidance is always at the side of the giver.
As part of another Satya Sai service initiative, the local Sai group decided to clean an area covering a few acres from the litter that visitors carelessly leave behind in Parnitha forest. Mount Parnitha is one of the most beautiful mountains in Greece. It is now part of a national park that surrounds Athens. It is a unique natural retreat for the inhabitants of the capital. The devotees contacted the chief officer of the local council, who accepted their offer of help and was willing to give them such assistance as was available for the cleaning of the area. On the first day, an inspection team visited the mountain and selected the prime areas where the visitors were found to be leaving litter. On a second visit, the same team worked out where the collections would be undertaken. A careful plan was formulated as to how the members would be positioned at the starting point and where they would move on in order to achieve the best result. On the third visit, the actual collection took place. 14 Sai members from different centers, along with 3 of their friends, took part and removed dozens of litter bags. The items gathered by the Sai team included sleeping bags, plastic and glass bottles, tins, broken toys and pieces of furniture, paper, tires and numerous other items. After making sure that the area had been restored to its pristine beauty and that no man-made items spoiled its splendor, they carried the garbage bags to a specific point on the trail for collection. At a specified time, a municipality truck arrived and the bags were loaded for disposal. They also gave environmental lessons to some families that were picnicking in the area, advising them to take their litter away in their cars and dispose it off in the right manner so that stray dogs do not tear the garbage bags open and scatter the litter all around. The exemplary service performed by the Sai volunteers attracted an article in the local paper Acharnes as an example for emulation. The Sai team felt a sense of great fulfillment and satisfaction, experiencing the joy of team spirit, love and cooperation that bound all of them together during the service. Swami's teachings of respecting nature and keeping it pure were followed in word and spirit. The team truly experienced what Swami repeatedly says, service is divine. It makes life worthwhile.
Helping a Slovenian family. The Ljubljana Sai Center had been performing joint seva with the Novo Mesto Center and the Valenia Group for some time. The Slovenian Youth Friends Association and the social services informed them about a family in need of help, and the Sai devotees immediately decided to render the required help. In the family, the father was physically challenged and as a result had been forced to retire from service, and the mother was registered as unemployed and could hardly take up a job as she had 2 small children who were ill. The boy was 5 years old and was short-sighted, having 7.5 diopters in one eye. The girl was 2.5 years old and suffered from bronchitis. The family depended on social assistance and spent the majority of their income to pay the rent for 1/2 of the old house where they lived. They had very little money left for food and fuel. The Sai devotees visited the family to study the most urgent needs of the family and discovered that their most essential need was heating for winter, as temperatures could drop below freezing. The family also needed food and clothes. After a few service meetings at the Sai centers where members were advised about the family and their needs, they were able to collect food, clothes, books, toys and bicycles for both the children. Two donors offered to provide the firewood and the others to transport it to the family's house. 34 members from the Sai Center and nearby Sai groups joined in the service. The house grounds needed a good cleaning, so they started by collecting all the litter and garbage that was spread around in plastic bags. When the area was tidied up, some members started to prepare the food and others distributed to the needy family all the goods collected for them. A big pile of firewood, about 8 cubic meters, that was unloaded earlier that morning, had to be stored in its proper place. More than 10 Sai members made a chain and passed the wood from the pile as far as the woodshed, while others carried firewood to a place under the eaves of the house using wheelbarrows. All the wood was moved and stored within 2 hours. Having received such love, affection and care in a time of dire need, the family was overcome with gratitude. They wanted to know who had inspired complete strangers to help a family like theirs. When they heard about Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, tears rolled down their eyes. They were overwhelmed to hear that someone could be as self-giving as Baba and could also inspire others to be so loving and selfless.
Let us now move to the Sai Seva done in the country of France. A Sai devotee often passed by a public housing estate in Clichy-sous-Bois, about 20 kilometers from Paris. She noticed that the grounds around this estate were always extremely dirty and full of litter. Her observations gave rise to the idea to do some service to make the site more pleasant for its residents, more welcoming to its visitors. She hoped that eventually they could set an example of how one should revere nature and keep it pure as a mark of one's gratefulness to society for all the bounties that one receives from it. Swami says, "Understand that society is a source of whatever pleasure one derives and whatever wealth one achieves in life. We owe everything to society and should be grateful to society for all that we receive from it. We have to repay this debt by helping as many people as we can." Taking a cue from this guideline given by Swami, the office bearers of the Satya Sai organization from the Paris 1 and Paris 3 centers took part in a preliminary survey mission. Photographs of the various areas were taken with an aim to organize the work. They fixed the meeting point, they arranged for the equipment needed for the cleanup and the vehicle to transport the collected rubbish to be deposited at the public dump. 25 Sai members participated in the service initiative and they were joined by 3 Canadians who were on vacation in Paris. When they heard about this activity, they delayed their departure so that they could take part in it. While they were busy working, 2 young children who were walking their dogs were intrigued by what they saw. They came close to watch the Sai devotees picking up rubbish thrown from the estate windows, and one of the Sai volunteers told them, "See how dirty the estate is. What a lack of respect for nature and for everybody who lives here. This is not a good example." The children immediately understood this and joined in to help. Several passers-by watched with amazement, murmuring and smiling a thank you. One man thought they were from the city hall. Apparently, the residents of the estate had been asking for over a year for the city authorities to send someone from the streets and roads department to pick up the burned garbage and empty oil cans thrown around this improvised parking area. The Sai volunteers replied that they were not from the city hall, but that they were a group of Sai devotees that preferred to spend their time in doing something good, instead of sitting at home and watching television. The man couldn't believe his ears and continued thanking them repeatedly with the words, "Thank you from the bottom of my heart." As the Sai volunteers continued their work, more and more people stopped by, some just to satisfy their curiosity and some to lend a helping hand. Soon a small crowd began to gather there. Sensing that the crowd was receptive to hearing us speak, we took the opportunity to convey the loving message of Bhagwan. The Sai youth presented a short play on the theme of non-violence. This was very well received and gave rise to more curiosity among the people, and they wanted to know more about Swami and his teachings. Realizing the universality of his teachings, some of the spectators started attending the Sai center in the area. Meanwhile, at the site, the Sai volunteers returned to their service of cleaning the area. They saw with regret that some of the areas cleaned that morning were already dirty again from garbage thrown out of the estate windows. The five kids living there were waiting to help the Sai volunteers. They gathered approximately 80 garbage bags together with some other large items and performed two trips to the public dump located several kilometers away. At the end of the day, all were tired but very happy. Swami has often stated, "The joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable." And this was definitely experienced by the Sai volunteers performing the seva.
In Croatia, four members from Croatian centers were selected to clean one of the most beautiful coasts in the country, which had been terribly neglected despite its popularity. Even in autumnal September, people came to enjoy its blue waters and golden sand, yet did not care to maintain its beauty and left behind considerable litter. Garbage had begun to amass and was also strewn over the entire area. The challenge of cleaning the coast began with a few Sai devotees who took the initiative and were soon joined by some visitors who were watching from nearby. Inspired and motivated to serve in the name of Sai, the team of Sai volunteers returned to the beach to continue this service on several occasions. Every time, there would be visitors to the beach who were inspired by the service of the Sai team, and all worked together as a team. This simple work gave such immeasurable joy and a sense of satisfaction to the participants, giving credence to Swami's words that service is divine. It makes life worthwhile.
The Sai organization in Italy had been working on the maintenance and restructuring of the cottage guest house in the woods within the Mother Sai premises. This was part of a larger and essential service to ensure that the entire complex operated efficiently. All the work was coordinated by professional builders, carpenters and painters, ably aided by Sai members from all over Italy. Together, they handled many tasks like painting the walls, ceilings, doors and window frames, installing a new roof, giving finishing touches to fixtures, cleaning of the gutter and the rain pipes, renovating the external fence, constructing a new gate, and leveling the land surrounding the cottage. At the end of the renovation service, the Mother Sai guest house was all set and ready to accommodate Sai members and visitors from all over Europe, thereby ensuring them a hearty and hospitable welcome.
The Satya Sai organization in Spain wished to serve the society by introducing Swami's teachings of love and harmony to the public so that it would enrich their lives and fill them with love and hope. After considerable thought, it was decided that they would make a CD of devotional songs highlighting the teachings of Swami so that it would lift their hearts and touch their souls. They began to select songs which would appeal to the public in content as well as in tune. They started by first looking for the necessary available human resources. A devoted member was selected to coordinate the project. The process of selection of members who had good voices and good instrumental music talents were selected from different parts of Spain. Finally, the coordinator arranged for the participation of a professional musician and a recording technician from the Rec Studios in Valencia. These friends, who were non-members, worked hand in hand with the project's director, and it was their selfless and generous assistance which made the final results possible. A local Sai devotee hosted in his residence the entire team of 21 Sai devotees who converged from the various parts of Spain, and in just one intense weekend, the entire recording of all the main voices accompanied by the guitar and percussion was completed. The songs were selected by the music director, and he also composed a number of new songs as well, and these were recorded one after the other with the support and encouragement of the national coordinator. The recording was further enhanced with the help of the professional experts in the studio with the active involvement of the music director. With their hearts brimming with love for Sai, and as an expression of their love and concern for the community, the CD was titled We Surrender. The entire team of Sai members who worked tirelessly are quick to state that their motivation for taking on this project was the desire in their hearts to uplift the consciousness and to bring joy in the hearts of people through devotional and spiritual singing. The CD is a collection of 18 soul-stirring devotional songs.
Moving on to the Sai Seva being conducted in the beautiful country of Switzerland, this story began some time ago when two Sai members traveled to Prashanthi Nilayam and returned with their hearts brimming with joy. On hearing so much from them about Satya Sai Baba, one of their neighbors, an 83-year-old lady, decided to travel with them all the way to India. The trip made them all feel extremely happy and joyful, and they returned home to Zesisch near Basel. The old lady was still so overcome by the immense love and light of Sai that she had experienced. However, she now came to notice how gloomy her apartment was, in direct contrast to the light she carried inside. This made her very uncomfortable. Some Sai members heard of her discomfort and decided to help. On a spring Saturday morning, three members from the center of Basel visited her home equipped with a ladder and all the essentials they needed to decorate the apartment. They worked with great enthusiasm for the whole day, sharing the love of Sai with the old lady. The service they offered her was a service that Sai had inspired in them. They were working in the name of Sai. The old lady helped as much as she could, and by the evening, all the rooms of her home were freshly painted and the place was full of light. The old lady is very happy now that Satya Sai Baba's light was shining both within her and around her. Dear listeners, service to those in need, performed with a loving attitude while recognizing the divinity in those we are helping, and done selflessly, is an example of Sai selfless service, whether it is done at home, at work, or alone. The foundation of Sai service is always spiritual. It touches the soul of the one who serves and the soul of one who is served, both of whom are embodiments of God. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba says, "This body has been given to you so that you may devote its strength and skills to the service of brother man. Serve man until you see God in all men. Then what you do will be elevated to worship. Swami is, through his instruments, embracing the whole of humanity with love and granting them solace, health and succor. His instruments are his devotees who live their lives guided by his principles and who consider it their greatest privilege in life to serve in his name, serve in the name of Sai.
You just heard another episode of Serving in the Name of Sai, stories of Sai Seva from across Bharat and around the world. You can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva activities by checking out the Sai Seva feature in our e-journal Heart to Heart. Thank you for joining us today, and please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.
పరిస్థితి నాకు తెలుసు, కానీ మరొకరు తెలియదు. నేను ఎప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటుంటాను. మీరందరూ ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి. నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు.
భగవాన్ సీట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హియర్.
నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే.
భగవాన్ చైర్ ఇస్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు.
స్వామి ఇస్ దేర్ వెరెవర్ యు ఆర్.
ఏ కొరతలు మీకు జరగవు.
నథింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు యు.
ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు.
యు విల్ నెవర్ హావ్ ఫెయిల్యూర్.
కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనిలో ప్రారంభించండి.
వర్క్ విత్ టోటల్ ఫెయిత్.
ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు మే డూ, గుడ్ వర్క్, టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.